You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm not going to say I've climbed onto the bandwagon. However, if there was a bandwagon and it pulled up right in front of me, I have gone with this World Cup thing from just being like, you go do you, go sports, to like maybe wanting to have half of a butt cheek on the bandwagon as it drives by. We went out last night and watched the World Cup.
Yeah, how was it?
I thought it was so exciting. And if you were going to watch any soccer thing, holy hell, last night was the one you watched.
Oh, yeah.
People say soccer's boring. I'm like, that one wasn't.
None of the matches I've watched over the past 6-7 days now have been boring.
I mean, he just kept scoring. Yeah. And he, ladies, he is easy on the eyes. Let's just be honest.
Messy.
I mean, hello,
I mean,
sir.
To be critical, he is getting older. He is getting slower. But obviously, that does not matter for his ability to run circles around all of the much younger, much faster people.
Oh, yeah.
And still score goals.
He's 39. Is that on the high end of,
yes,
as it would be with baseball or basketball or any of those things?
Yeah, he is a grandpa by international soccer standards.
How was FanFest, Sam?
So I went down. I took it in. I did not see Dan down there, but we were kind of in the same section watching the game.
Yeah, and I was way up front, and I think you're a little bit behind me.
Yeah, and I will just say that being the curmudgeon that I was, I had a very critical eye about every single thing, the entire experience, trying to find something to complain about.
Samuel.
I will summarize all of that with, I plan on going again.
There you go.
I'm so proud of you.
It was awesome. It was electric. You know, I can complain about the fact that the beers were $748. I can complain about the fact that they only had two entry lines, which I think is weird for how many people you're trying to funnel in. Mm-hmm. I can find complaints all over the place. I'm really good at that.
But you're not
going
to do it.
I'm going back.
I'm so proud of you. And by the way, Lionel Messi, who until last night I called Lionel Messi, his three sons were here.
Oh, yeah?
And watched Dad score that World Cup hat trick in Kansas City. You saw Patrick Mahomes was there.
Did you see when the two teams walked out, you see how they hold the hands of kids?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, those kids are from here.
Dan?
Yeah.
Please tell me about this. We did not have audio where we were, but when those kids walked out, I said, oh, my gosh, are those the players' children or are those children from Kansas City?
Most of them were from Kansas City, just local kids.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to cry when they came out holding their hands of the little kids.
Yep.
How did they get chosen? Do we know?
That's a good question.
That's incredible. Yeah, I wonder if it was like a Big Brothers and Big Sisters thing or something. I don't even know.
They reach out to school districts in the metro and they ask, you know, who are your top performing kids? Who are the kids that are trying to excel? Not just in academics, but trying to bring the community get together. They're doing extracurricular activities and they want to give them a once in a lifetime opportunity to walk onto a soccer pitch with one of the greatest players of all time.
Well, one of them was holding the hands of the Lionel Messi.
Went on to score a hat trick. It was incredible.
It's so fun.
And we don't have the numbers yet. That'll probably come for the people watching across this country, this continent and the world, because that game last night was a focal point for the world.
Of course it was.
Because of Lionel Messi, because of that, and Argentina, reigning champs of the World Cup, yada, yada, yada. So this was a big one.
The skyline was so beautiful. And did you see
the
Western Auto sign is finally back up and lit? There has never been so much ink spilled over light bulbs. And who is responsible for the glowing of the light bulbs? We are so happy. And Mayor, if that was you, thank you.
So
the sign deserves to be aglow, and it is now aglow once again.
It is aglow-ish.
Yeah.
You'll notice one major difference.
Is it Eastern Auto?
No. It says Western Auto. All of the letters are lit up. The red neon border of the arrow was lit up.
Good.
But you remember from many years of having this as part of the Kansas City skyline and being a historic landmark in Kansas City, typically that arrow has lights that move, They turned that section off.
Sam, beggars can't be choosers.
Because that is
we
the
can
area.
See it at night. Let's just do the deal. We'll send a maintenance guy up later to figure out the doop-de-doop-de.
Kansas City looked great last night.
I think it looks better without the white lights inside the arrow.
Yeah.
I thought it looked super cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we are going to get to the traffic sitch. For those of you, there are some passionate thoughts about traffic getting in. And I don't know that that is warranted, and here's why. There were, let's say, 70,000 fans watching the World Cup last night. There were some empty seats in the upper bowl. For the most part, it looked packed. I think Kansas City did a phenomenal job, and all of the naysayers should apologize. However, there are stories out there today that people say it took way too long to get in. And one of the things I asked the guys out in the newsroom, I said, look, like, we've all been to a Chiefs game, and if the Chiefs are playing and the Royals are playing or there's something else going on downtown, you have to plan to be in there. Let's say you're going to a concert, the Rolling Stones concert. Guess what? We missed Ed Sheeran opening for Rolling Stones because it took an hour to get in, just to get into the parking lot. I don't know why this would be any different, because now we don't have 70,000 people or whatever driving in. We have ride shares coming in. And so there's going to be time spent getting people from point A to point B. I don't understand why there's people that are puzzled about this.
I think that there are a lot of folks out there that sometimes have valid concerns, but I think there's a lot of folks out there that are only happy when they're complaining.
Here's the Kansas City Star story real quick, Sam. Arrowhead nightmare. Bus takes more than an hour to get to the World Cup in Kansas City. Who among us hasn't been sitting on 435 trying to get into a concert or a Chiefs game? I don't understand. This is the biggest sports event to ever hit our town, Sam.
And if you are a frequent flyer to a Chiefs game, you know that you have to get there at a certain window. Most people who go to Chiefs games regularly have their schedule down pat when it comes down to what time they need to get ready to head out to go tailgate, what time they want to get to their tailgate, and that's what cuts down on that traffic flow issue. When you're only allowing a certain number of parking passes and you're charging $160 for those parking passes, you then have to anticipate a greater influx of that last second traffic. Otherwise, you're asking people to show up and just do what? Mosey around for a few hours?
Well, but that's what I would do, Sam. I would go early and I would go often, early and often. You have to plan for that. Now, some of the issue is that people were trying to catch a bus and then the bus got stopped in traffic. And so then all of the excitement, because you think you're just going to drive there and get there, there's sort of a wet blanket moment where you're like, okay, we're going to be sitting on this bus for a while. But I mean, it's the biggest soccer event in the world. And I don't know that any other town looks any different right now than we do.
This is a bit of a mass transit experiment for Kansas City. We don't have the infrastructure that other larger cities have. You know, we've seen it with the Super Bowl parades. We've seen it with the Royals parade, where we had all of those satellite lots set up where they were running buses back and forth. I remember when I went down to, I think it was the second Chiefs Super Bowl parade, it was an absolute nightmare. The bus couldn't even get to the parade. They dropped us off like 4 miles from the parade, and we just had to walk the rest of the way in. And that is with all of the arteries that you have in and around downtown Kansas City to be able to navigate that traffic. I think it's just a situation where they weren't clear enough to say, hey, if you're going to be trying to get to the game, you need to set out 2, 3, 4 hours in advance. And that's a tough argument to make, when, especially if you're from Kansas City and you're used to just going out in your own vehicle. You're used to tailgating and hanging out. You're not going to want to go and just stand in the Arrowhead parking lot, excuse me, Kansas City Stadium parking lot, just waiting for the game to start.
So I'll tell you this. The city knows today. The city knows today. And so if there are changes to be made, trust me, they are going to make those before the next match, which is Saturday, Ecuador, 7 p.m. One person says, and this is a fair comment, for some reason they have changed the drop-off area from the usual one for a Chiefs game. Instead of coming off Blue Parkway, they are having us come on Manchester and then make two left turns. One of the people said both of the riders on those buses bailed before making it to the drop-off area. Just said, let me off, I will walk. Because I'm sure once you get like close and you're knocking at the door and you can see the stadium, I'd want to get out too. Like, especially if you're in an Uber. Get out and walk if you can, right?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.